Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, everybody? Trey Biddy with hogsports.com. Walking out here alone in the dark by myself, talking into my phone. We like to call it the walk and talk for those of you joining us for the first time. Hopefully this will be as therapeutic for me as I hope it is for some other people, but this is the most disappointing loss of the season for Arkansas. 29-27 in Columbia to the Missouri Tigers, a program that just straight up owns Arkansas and has no business doing that. Six of the last seven games have gone to Missouri. Arkansas is 0-6 in Columbia, a program with less tradition, less resources, all of it. Arkansas has so many more advantages over this program, but continually can't get it done. And it was never more evident than when they're down at the goal line, first and two, and can't punch it in. And I'm going to tell you something, kicking the field goal is the right call there because they can't move the ball at all. They can't get it to the end zone. They can't even get a yard against these guys. And hey, let's not give it to Rocket Sanders a single time. Let's give it to Trey Knox for once. I mean, I love Trey Knox and stuff, but what in the hell was that? Just a wasted play. And it's been a problem all season long. All season long, they have struggled at the goal line for various reasons. Play calling, this offensive line that's a veteran unit that has four starters returning from last year, supposed to be a strength of the team, and they can't get a push. And it's happened all year long. I mean, you look at some of the things with this team. You've got KJ Jefferson coming back, your starting quarterback. You got four starters on the offensive line. You killed it in the transfer portal. I mean, you talk about some of the guys in the transfer portal, Dwight McLaughlin, Drew Sanders, Latavius Breeny. I mean, I could go on and on, but every single guy they got out of the transfer portal has been a major contributor for him this season. And this is not how you want to go into the offseason. The most critical offseason maybe ever in college football because of the way the transfer portal window sets up on December 5th. You want to go into that thing with some momentum. Guys, there's a lot of problems with this team. I mean, this is like clockwork, three and out, start the game. Defense forget there's a game, and you give up 125 yards to a record for their quarterback in the first half. Just inexcusable. You got guys out there jogging that have to be benched because they're out there loafing. The way the game started leading up to this game, Miles Slusher quitting the team. And then before that, you had James Joyner quitting the team, Warren Thompson quitting the team. You got a player get arrested and stuff. Just a bad look all the way around. And you felt like, you know, after the last couple of games, they fought LSU hard. They just didn't have KJ Jefferson. The way they played him against Ole Miss, and they just didn't really finish well. I mean, they hadn't played a four-quarter game all year, not a single time all year. They probably did it about six times last year, not once. This year, they played a four-quarter game, even though they put it together a little bit more against Ole Miss. You got Rocket Sanders fighting for the SEC yardage lead and doesn't even come close to it. Doesn't even need 100 yards in this game to win the league rushing title. So many things to be disappointed about the way this game has played out. And I'm going to tell you something this offseason, and people are going to freak out because they're not used to it, but it's just going to be the new normal until things change. There's going to be a ton of shakeup, not just at Arkansas, all over college football. There's going to be players leaving. It's going to be like a meltdown Monday on December 5th. And there's going to be stuff. I mean, there's already stuff trickling out right now. So there's going to be more stuff that comes out before that. Players just announcing that they'll, you know, be entering the transfer portal. We've seen it all around college football. But it's the most critical time for Sam Pittman because, let me tell you something, it's year four now. And, yes, last year was great, 9 wins, first time it's happened in a long time. But this has been a really disappointing season because of the way things went. And he's going to have to make a whole lot of tough decisions. I like Sam Pittman a lot. I mean, I think that he's a great guy. I think he can be a great coach for this program, but he has got to make some really tough decisions next year. Or, like he said, he's not going to get to year five. It's just the way it is. It's the way it is in college football. I mean, he's got to make some really tough decisions. And there's a lot of young players on this team that need to be elevated and moved up. And I'm talking ASAP. I'm talking like for the bowl game. Some players that maybe have been playing a lot need to go ahead and move on out. I mean, you have to do that. You have to be cutthroat in this day and age because everybody else is going to be like that because they know millions and millions of dollars are on the line. Their jobs are on the line. Their livelihood's on the line. In the second half of this game, I mean, the offense just went completely stagnant. And the first half, it's not like they were doing anything like consistent driving the ball down the field. They were just like, you know, getting some conversion. I think they had a streak where they converted like 4 third downs or something. But, you know, it wasn't like they were just, you know, pounding the rock and everything was just smooth and going nicely in the first half when they came out, you know, with a 21-20 lead. In the second half, they only scored 6 points in the game. Couldn't stop them. I don't know. The punt at the end of the game with like 4 minutes left, I think that was probably the right call. I think that's what most coaches would have done anyway. But maybe it wasn't. I mean, it was 4th and 6. It's not like it was an easy gimme down. Hell, nothing's an easy gimme down if it's short yardage for this team. Maybe the best play that they had all day was KJ looking like he was – I mean, it's kind of like a – you see like a little league football play where you look into the sideline like you're getting a call or something, and then they just snap it and go. It's just been a disappointing season. They have not beaten anybody in any close game this year in the SEC. The only close game I guess they won was Cincinnati to open things up. Every other game that's been decided by just like, you know, a few points, they lost. And that's just not a good look because those are the kind of things that come down to decision-making and stuff like that. And, of course, execution plays obviously a huge role. It's everything. Everybody knows my expression. There's enough room under this bus for a lot of people to get under. I haven't used that in a long time, maybe since like 2019. I'm disappointed in the way the year, because we all had expectations for this team. And on paper, like when you have things come back like they did, you know, with like getting some of the additions they had, having the offensive line return, you know, all the coordinators, all three coordinators returning, those are all in your starting quarterback. Those are all recipes. This was a top 10 team. It feels like 20 years ago, but it was a top 10 team earlier in this season. Nationally ranked top 10. And just... It's just been an overall disappointment. And this game, I felt like, really encompassed all of that. I've had some time to, like, think and stuff and probably not as enraged as I was earlier. I mean, I'm still feeling it. I've got a little acid reflex going from the Thanksgiving leftovers. Or else I'd probably be screaming a little more, but just disappointing. And it's going to be a wild offseason. A lot of choices have to be made. Just the way it is. I don't know what else to say, but December 5th is going to be pretty wild. And if you want to follow along with all the changes that's going on, go to hogsports.com, HAWGsports.com. 75% off, by the way, right now. It's our Black Friday sale. Cyber Monday ends Monday, I think 11 p.m., but yeah, it's like 7 cents a day to follow along with everything. And hell, basketball is a lot of fun. Time to switch over to basketball, but we'll see what happens here. You got a few days and then bowl selection, find out Arkansas's opponent. These practices are as important, more important than the game. I'm not even sure they should do bowl games anyway. The way things are working out this season, you're going to have so many players leave the team. It's just going to be weird. I say just tack on another regular season game and maybe do away with bowl games. I don't know, that's a discussion for another day, but there's not a single happy Arkansas fan today, and it's because of the way the whole season has gone and the way this game turned out. And, you know, first, credit to Missouri, though. I mean, hell, they were fighting for their bowl lives. It's just dumbfounding, though, how I mean, I'm just repeating myself at this point, but it blows my mind how that program can just have utter dominance over Arkansas. All right, everybody, I'm ending it. Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.